listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Thank you for being here. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. I'm going to read a couple verses out of the English Standard Version this morning, and then we're going to break it down and see what God has for us today before we leave this facility. Hasn't this been wonderful to be in the presence of God in this manner? How many have enjoyed God's goodness and presence so far? The writer of this passage is Paul the Apostle. He's writing to a church in Asia Minor. The city is Thessalonica, and the believers were known as Thessalonians. He actually wrote a couple letters to this church. We're going to read out of his first letter, and it goes something like this. He says, and he bears his heart to these people, he says, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone. And so we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ. Why? To establish and exhort you in your faith. And I'm going to get back to this passage of scripture here in a few moments, but let me divert, if I can, for a bit. Let me ask you a question first. And here's the question. Have you ever been misunderstood and then found yourself unable to correct the false impression? Let's take a vote. How many in this room have felt that way? Well, it happens in my world all the time. I think it's a common happening that I want us as a people this morning to get our heads around and eventually our hearts around, because it's a problem. Perhaps a look came off as insensitivity towards someone's feelings, and it was actually your own frustration with yourself over something that might be totally unrelated. But somebody took it differently. Maybe the tone of your voice was totally misinterpreted. Or you might have been embarrassed or feeling maybe insecure, and somebody else internalized it and thought you were standoffish, yet by the time you realize what the other person was thinking, they become so hurt, angry, avoidant, and they wouldn't listen to your explanation. They didn't believe that you were telling the truth. And suddenly, the misunderstanding had become a big deal. Commonly, in situations like these, we end up backing away from the problem and just get weary of the effort involved in trying to set the record straight, mainly because we just want to avoid more conflict. Am I talking to the right people? And we get ourselves all tangled up in the seaweeds of these relational messes. But I'm here to maybe bring a course correction, if I can. Whatever your actions are communicating, something different. Whenever that happens, that our actions are communicating something different than our heart, that is maybe to your children, maybe to your spouse, maybe to a parent, maybe to a sibling, or even a fellow believer, we need to learn to rush to correct the false impression. It's important to do that. We need to do something. Nothing is not an option. Even if that something costs us, we still need to do it. And you need to make sure that you know you're not taking the situation lightly. You see, strong bonds in marriage, strong bonds in family, in friendship, or church are not built on weak, casual apologies. Like what? Sorry about that. Or here's one that I hear a lot. I'm sorry if I upset you. Big deal. How many know that's pretty weak? Sorry if I upset you. Of course you upset me. But let's get to the core of the issue. These kinds of statements really aren't going to cut it. And whatever hope is kept alive in any relationship, someone is continually sacrificing. Isn't that true? Somebody is seeding ground, and they are willing to suffer and even be inconvenienced for resolution. That is doing things they'd rather not do in order to correct any misunderstanding. So now back to 1 Thessalonians. Can we go there? I've kind of set you up for what Paul is dealing with here. Here we learn the Apostle Paul had found himself separated from friends through circumstances beyond his control. How many know this problem just didn't happen in the 20th century? It's existed for eons of eternity here, all right? The chance that they could misunderstand his reasons for needing to leave abruptly was really, really high. Yet instead of just figuring they'd get over it, Paul was being more worried about his own needs here and getting on with surrounding himself with people strategic to his mission. And Paul sends one of his leading ministry partners, namely Timothy, to communicate his heart to this church in Thessalonica. And he gave up what he needed at that moment so that these believers could get what they needed. Paul took the high road. And that is what brings hope back into the picture again for all concerns. That we do the right thing, that we take the high road, and that we apply whatever is necessary to bring resolution. And that's for all of us concerned. You see, that is what makes healing happen in a hurry within our network of relationships. So you ask yourself, which of your strained relationships would be on a path to restoration if instead of holding on to what you really wanted and expected, and you bypassed what came easily and did what was hard. What if you rearranged your whole schedule this Friday afternoon and took the time to get with that certain someone and bring resolution? Maybe you need to make some sacrifices to those areas that have become a point of contention, or even make a phone call that you know could get a little awkward. Whatever you do, you want them to know you value them more than you value your own comfort. That's a pretty tough way to go, but I'm here to tell you, the right way. And that you would do anything and make any sacrifice to clear the air and make amends. I'm sure you can find one person in your world that you can apply this teaching to this morning. Many experiences of heartaches and strife and offense never really needed to happen. Are you aware of that? They just didn't have to happen. But people dig in and take a position, and they could have stamped out the course in one evening, and resolve could have come to the problem. That is, if only someone would take the first step. Our pride won't let us do that. But how many know that's just the problem? Our pride won't let us do that. By making the kind of personal sacrifice that would start the dismantling of a misunderstanding, it's huge. This is a huge matter, and why am I talking about that this morning? Do I know of some circumstances or situations that need to get dealt with? You know what? I really don't have one that comes to mind, so I'm not getting personal. But out of principle this morning, this is a huge matter. And I'll tell you why it's a huge matter for a church such as ours. We endeavor to be a relational base church, as opposed to a program-based church. And what are the differences? A program-based church can go on and on and on, and because their programs go on and on and on. And who really cares what happens in the church as long as the programs and the institution keeps happening? But in a relational-based church, it's highly important for us to honor our relationship with God vertically first, and then to honor our relationships horizontally. I'm here to tell you that if your relationship with God goes sour, it has an effect on all horizontal relationships. And I'm also here to tell you, based on God's word, that when our horizontal relationships go sour, then our vertical relationship with God also goes sour. So, it doesn't matter if you have programs. It's all about relationships that are important to us. And we endeavor as a people to be such a people, because that's where reality is in relationships. Reality is in your relationship with the Lord and in your horizontal relationships. And you can break that down into all kinds of pieces if you want to this morning. But that gets really sticky, because that's where we get hung up in relationships, horizontal relationships. And we choose to go there. That's the kind of church I believe that God wants to have on the planet. Somebody once said, you know, pastoring would be a great job if it weren't for the people. I mean, you know, that's rather unreal. So, if we want quality in our life as a people, our relationships need to be in order. And we need to do whatever it takes to get us there. A wonderful place to say amen. I'd say amen myself. So let me give you a short pathway here to summarize what I've just said. Because everybody here is going through some kind of soup in their life. I mean, there's stuff brewing. So I want you to do something this morning. I want you to isolate and identify your sore spot in relationships this morning. Identify it. Next, make a decision to move on that matter. Don't look for an escape route. Position yourself to move on that matter. Thirdly, don't let anything detour you. Detouring gets you lost. I don't know what's going on, but maintenance department of the city of Aberdeen has decided they're gonna do a lot of rehauling of our streets or whatever's under our streets. And every day I go home, I find a new detour sign. It annoys me. I like the fast route. Having said that, they'd rather keep me out of the workplace so that these guys can do what they need to do. But here's the problem with a detour. It can get you out in other places where you'd rather not be. And in light of what we're talking about here this morning, once you've identified your sore spot, and you've made a decision to act on it, I want you to avoid distractions, which I've labeled as a detour. And then finally and fourthly, get resolution. Get resolution. Don't take no for an answer. Get this thing fixed, for goodness sake. And let's get on with the work of the kingdom. Amen? Let's get on with the work of the kingdom. And I want you to allow this communion service this morning to light a fire under you to fix any relationships that have gone sour in your life. Now, when you see to fixing it, it may not always come out the way you thought it might come out. But you need to place a call, maybe this afternoon or sometime this week. And even if the person won't listen, at least you've put an effort forth. You never know what God can do with that. I'm here to tell you. God may surprise you. Because we as a church cannot afford any cross currents to invade our space if we're going to move forward with God. And we're going to move forward with God, and we need to experience harmony amongst one another, because that is critical. So I'm going to invite you to come forward here in a little bit. And why am I going to invite you to come forward? Now, it could conceivably be that the whole church could come forward this morning. Because like I said a little earlier, each of us is working through stuff. I've got my stuff. And you've got your stuff. But the reason I'm going to invite you to come forward for prayer because you may want someone to stand with you in the gap. This may be a huge hill for you to climb by yourself. You don't need to tell the prayer person what your actual problem is. You simply say, I've got a hill to climb and I could use some prayer. How many know? That's a good way to put it. Because we need people standing with us in prayer. Why am I talking to you about these things? Because I need you to get back to the idea that we're a church that has chosen to grow relationally. And that can get messy relationally. I'm not saying we've got a bunch of problems. I'm not saying that. How many know an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure? This is a good way to approach your life. Don't let things mount up to the degree that you have to dismantle the entire Empire State Building to fix it. Nip it in the bud. Fix things quickly so we can get on with the work of the kingdom. Stand to your feet with me, would you please? I want to pray for you generally this morning. And then if you choose and wish to have someone pray with you so that you can accomplish what the Holy Spirit's asking you to do this week, we got some pretty qualified and mighty prayer warriors. And they'll pray with you and for you. So you can ascend that hill and take business and conquer in Jesus' name. But let me pray for you generally this morning. Father God, today, I'm so grateful that your relationship with your son is so tight, nothing, absolutely nothing, hinders or damages that relationship. But that provokes us to look into our relationships whether it's vertical or whether it's horizontal, it's critical for us, Lord God, to see these relationships fixed. And this morning, if our relationship with you is out of sorts, I'm asking, Lord, that would be fixed in Jesus' name. So I will ask you, with heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, if you need to fix your relationship with God, I want you to just lift your hand up so I can pray for you. Maybe God's disappointed you. Yes, thank you. Anybody else? You just need to fix that relationship with God. Anybody else? Thank you. Let me pray for you. Father God, this morning I want to pray for those that want to be restored in their relationship with you. I thank you for this honesty and forthrightness. Lord, in this moment, receive the prodigal. Receive those who have drifted away from their relationship with you. And in this moment, I'm praying for that relationship to be restored with you. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer. Now I want to pray for you generally. Father, this day, you've immersed us amongst people. Imperfect, flawed, broken people, and things happen. And Lord, our lives get damaged because our relationships get damaged, and we get high-centered, we get stuck in the mud because we are fixated on relationships that have brought injury. And this morning I'm praying that we would not only fix that, but that you would heal us, Lord Jesus, of damaged relationships. And that we will do whatever it takes to get this stuff taken care of so that we can go on with the work that you've called us to do and represent you in a very twisted society. We honor you today, Jesus, and thank you for putting your finger on those things that we are wrestling with and bring resolution. I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. How many have some homework assignments this week brought on to you by the Holy Spirit? Come on, be honest. Okay. Just do what you need to do. If you want help and you need encouragement and prayer, come on, team, prayer team is going to be here. Come and ask these guys to pray for you. I'm not asking you that you confess to them your need. I just said, come and get prayer so that you can do what you need to do and get these things resolved in the name of Jesus. Amen? Come on, let's give the Lord an applaud today. Thank him for his goodness. Thank you for his anointing in this house. Anointing in worship, anointing in ministry, and anointing in the word. I just believe that God has anointed me with this message for this moment in time. God bless you. Have a powerful week in Jesus' name.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church weekly podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.org.